When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Offers require port in of number not currently active on T-Mobile network. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either express or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
In your charm. Oh,
that's what it is. It's your girl, KK Holloway. We're here. It's the Girlfriend Network. We're back, and we're here each and every Saturday. Don't forget, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So I expect you here every week. www.thelovezoneusa.com and just click broadcast. And we're here, and we are available everywhere, actually. But definitely I want you guys to go to the fan page on Facebook. It's facebook.com, The Love Zone USA Hip Hop, and join in on the whole network. We have a lot of followers right now. Thank you for everyone who's been tuning in. And The Love Zone USA is one big network, and we're actually hosted on Blog Talk Radio. So there's actually 3 shows on the Love Zone Network. And I just got word today that we reached the 100K mark. So we've had 100K listeners so far, so let's clap it up for that. I'm excited. So everyone, just stay locked in, stay tuned in. We have so much more to go. And you, like I was saying, you can listen to us everywhere, not just on thelovezoneusa.com or not just on Blog Talk. We're also on Stitcher.com. We are actually in 4 million cars, but you got to be balling. Like I said last week, you got to be balling to listen to us in your car. You got to have a 2013 and over. Well, I think that's it. You can't have anything else. Yeah, can you imagine somebody pushing I got the new 2014, a car. Like, oh, that year ain't come around yet, but I don't know. But you got to be pushing a 2013 car to listen to us in your car. Also, we're on TuneIn.com, iTunes.com. So we're everywhere. We want to be everywhere in your ear. So tune in here every Saturday to your girl, KK Holloway, the Girlfriend Network. Also, we have Mike T., classic R&B and soul, and Tony Diamond, who does a countdown show. But I'll tell you about their shows a little later also. And happy birthday today, actually, is Anita Baker's birthday. She's 55 years old. And also Ellen DeGeneres, she's 55 years old. So shout out to them. Hope they have a blessed and happy birthday. And shout out to everybody else who's celebrating a birthday today or this month. I think we're the year of the Aquarius right now. So happy birthday to you. And today we have an interesting topic again. We're always going to give you the good, juicy topics right here on the Girlfriend Network with your girl, KK Holloway. Today we are discussing relationship games. Now, I know I've been there. I've been played, briefly I may add. I've played some games myself, but you know what? I'm tired of it. You know, I don't got no time for that. I'm a new woman now. So I definitely don't have time for the relationship games, but I can, tell you I've been there, and I can share a few stories with you. And I actually have my girlfriend panel today. I'm actually excited. I got some interesting ladies on the show today. They're wonderful, and we're all fabulous, and we have a lot to talk about, and especially on this topic, relationship games. But I do want to introduce you to my ladies, my girls, right here on the Girlfriend Network. I have a girl. She's definitely a really good friend of mine now. I've met her last year. She hooked me up on, a show that I did out here in Jersey. Shout out to my Jersey girls. And she's been making moves ever since. And she's about her business. She's a strong woman, and I definitely respect her, and I'm glad to have her here on the panel. Welcome, Queen Kima. Queen Kima's in the building. You here, baby?
Thank you.
Yes. Go ahead and let everybody know where you from, what you do, what's going on. Talk to the audience.
Okay. I'm back again this week, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's Queen Kima. I actually came from the publishing side of, the marketing sales side of publishing, but I'm into radio hosting now and also doing showcases and things of that nature. So that's where I'm at now with that. But definitely making moves into the music industry to tapping into the market, managing thing with the music side, but we're going to get into that a little later once I can burst out with some of the music that we'll actually probably get to play on KK's show.
Absolutely.
As well. But yeah, I'm here now doing radio hosting as well. Like I said, I've been to showcasing, and that's it.
And where everybody can find you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that?
Right. Okay, so everywhere I'm Queen Kima on Twitter, Facebook, and you can find me at The Royal One on Instagram.
And that's what it is. And next, we have Stacey Angela Williams. She is a wonderful lady. I've met her several years ago as well at a few showcases out here in Jersey. She's multifaceted. She does a lot of things. She's a designer. She's a I think you are an artist as well. I'll let her do it. She can
definitely
explain it much better than I can. Everybody, welcome Stacey Angela Williams.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? This is Stacey. And KK, thank you for definitely being a part. Queen Kim, it's definitely nice to meet you. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun on this topic today.
Oh, yeah. So let everyone know briefly who you are, what you do, and where they can find you and look you up and all that.
Okay, cool. Well, my name is Stacey Angela Williams. I am, at the first place, I'm a designer first, specializing in crochet swimwear. I've been on BET, MTV, America's Next Top Model, and so forth. But what I do it for is to spread the word of epilepsy awareness, because it's important. You meet all these fabulous people. A lot of people are affected by it. So that's my goal, to express fashion through epilepsy. And you'll see more of that on the web as the year continues to go forth. But I'm also a budding musician. Definitely shout out to PWI Entertainment. They've been definitely true supporters. And some things will be happening this year that I definitely will be passing on to you, KK, and the rest of the ladies. And if you want to check me out, you can check me on Facebook, Stay by Stacey Angela. You can check my page there. You can also check me on Instagram, Stacey Angela Approved, and as well on Twitter, Stay Media, S-T-A-Y Media.
And that's awesome. And last but not least, we actually have another fellow Blog Talk Radio host. Her name is Xavier Fox. You can check her out on Blog Talk Radio as well. Her show is Xavier Fox Talks. So give it up, Xavier Fox, and she's from Chi-Town.
Hey, hey, Chi-Town is Chi-Town. In the house.
I'm like, Chi-Town.
Chi-Town is in the house. I am Xavier Fox, and I host a popular internet reality talk show called Xavier Fox Talks. We're just wrapping up our second season, going into third season. We had 5,500 viewers. We are a grassroots organization, so I'm so proud of that. We're heavily in the Midwest, but we expand all across the country. I'm also seen in Germany and Italy, so I'm always happy about that stuff. You can see me on YouTube. My channel is Xfox on the Box. I am also a host of a blog talk radio show called What's Going On with Xavier Fox, because I do a few different things as well, and you can tune in weekly on Wednesdays and Fridays from 12:30 to 1 to find out what's going on. I have a matchmaking service, and I also host group events, and I will MC your event. Of course, maybe not in Jersey, but over here in Chicago.
That's what it is, the Windy City. The Windy City. Today, I don't know what the heck is going on with me, but please forgive me. I'm talking all tongue-tied and all that, but it's all good. So I welcome my girlfriends today, and we have a wonderful show. So again, Queen Kima, Stacey Angela Williams, Xavier Fox, and we have one more little girl. I'm calling her our little girl of the group. That might have been like first grade disrespectful, but I'm going to call her Little Miss Queenie, but she's trying to make her way in. We're having some difficulties with her getting through, but we will introduce you to her shortly. But let's get into this topic today, relationship games. I know we've all been played. We probably played some games or two. I want to know, what side of the game are you on? Are you getting played? Are you playing the game, or are you like me? I ain't got no time for that. You know what I mean? I want to hear from you. Call us up. We here 347-539-5729. We here until 6. Now let's talk about it. Now for me, a healthy relationship is not based on, you know, the lies, the tricks, the guilty secrets, all the drama, or any of all that games we go through. We go through it in our own personal relationships. We might be going through it now. We see it on TV with the reality shows and movies. And, you know, it's just, I'm tired of it. I've been through it, and I just don't want to go through it again. So I want to start with my girlfriend panels, get right into it. I want to hear, you know, what you guys think about this whole relationship game. Like, you have your own experiences, I'm pretty sure. Whoever wants to jump in first. Let's start with Stacey. We're going to start with Stacey.
You know, I giggle because I am, like, actually in the midst of the breakup. You know what I mean? Capricorn woman I am, I'm extremely loyal. So basically, if I'm rocking with you, if I love you, I love you. You know what I mean? I don't know about any other Capricorn, but that's the kind of person that I am. If I love you, I love you. If I don't, if it's, you know what I mean, if I feel like I've been betrayed, then what have you. And I had just come out of a relationship that I've been in on and off since I was probably about 15 years old. Small town growing up in Montclair, New Jersey, and I can shout it out. I'm definitely not ashamed of that. You know, and, you know, a lot of players and so forth. And for a period of time, I definitely stayed clear of, excuse my French, shitting where I eat, you know, seeing people locally in town, because I just felt like, you know, I wanted where I rest my head to be where I rest my head. But I decided to enter into this relationship and, you know, really fell in love with the person. But, you know, he had a lot of baggage, a lot of little ex-girlfriends that weren't particularly happy about our union, and he hadn't necessarily closed the doors to them either. You know what I mean? My fault, and ladies, please, you know, when the door gets closed and you really realize this person has betrayed you the first time, I can't say for everyone, but I believe it will happen again. You know what I mean? And when somebody shows you who they are, you need to really believe it the first time. You know, sometimes we romanticize it, oh, that's just when we were young, that's just when whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who the person is who the person is. And when you have to live your life kind of competing with his past, mm-hmm. and him expecting you to forget it, even though he still leaves the door open for text messages to come in, certain ex-girlfriends saying, you know, congratulating on the relationship, but you're congratulating him at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. just the games, the unnecessariness of it. And that allowed him to move into my space and where I live. And I think that was probably the worst, one of the worst things I probably could have done, because at that point, he got comfortable again. And I believe certain things were going on.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Like, with your situation, how long were you guys together?
5 years.
You were together for 5 years.
As adults, 5 years. But we, you know, used to kick it in high school between, like, maybe 14 and 16, like, for, like, about a year and a half, 2 years. Then,
okay.
You know.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, when did it start to, obviously the breakup led to something, like something popped off or something made you ultimately just say, you know what, I'm over this. Now, was it like any warning signs? Like, was he cheating? Like, what was going on with him?
Well, definitely in the beginning, it was definitely cheating. He hadn't been done with his relationship. And I think honestly, and this is just what my gut is telling me, when I came into the relationship, it was something from the past that he wanted to tie up, that, you know, he had known that certain things had happened, and he figured, like, we're adults and we can take this to the next level. But he wasn't done with his old relationships.
Okay.
It was still open, you know what I'm saying? So here I come along. I'm living in my apartment. The tenants that I had in my apartment were also friends with one of his ex-girlfriends. So you have this whole town that knew nothing about my business as far as who I dated. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's in my business because he's very popular in town. Everybody knows him. You know what I'm saying? So it became more of an embarrassment. It was really like I got to look over my shoulder and so forth to see, like, who else I'm going to have to bump into now? Who else do I have to hear that he used to deal with? Like, you know? And once mm-hmm. that started creeping into my business, you know, getting makeup done, and I'm getting makeup done by a potential ex or somebody he used to kick it with, like, I just was like, you know, certain things got to stop. And it really wasn't even, like, the cheating that made me go, you know what, you have to go. It was more so his disrespect and how he spoke mm-hmm. to me. And it that night I was just like, you know what, you got to get the F out, because you're not going to put me through all of that and then expect that I'm going to sit back and now tolerate you speaking to me verbally in a way that I, as a woman, I'm just not going to tolerate. And ladies, honestly, when you start changing the person that you are, you're not as nice as you used to be. You're more hardened as you used to be because you've allowed yourself to continue in a relationship that you know your spirit is telling you, leave this alone.
Yeah,
you know
definitely.
What I'm saying? Like, but I didn't want to listen. So that was, you know, that was a decision that I made to hold on to a relationship that I thought would elevate, but it just did not. He's not where I would want somebody to be, you know?
I think definitely one of the biggest things, you know, as far as I've been there, I've done that. I've been through the whole, and I hate to just put it back on men. You know, I can't just say, you know, men are dogs. There's females out there that play games too. I play them.
Definitely.
But as far as, yeah, as far as me right now, you know the sign, like if an introductory. I have actually an article here. It's different types of players in their games, men or female, actually. And there's, like, different types of game players, like the pretender. It sounds like maybe your situation,
yeah.
Stacey Angela, maybe he was, like, the pretender. And just to give you a little background, they're saying here, the pretender, this is a poor start of many relationships, whether from nervousness or from insecurity. This is a person who tries to be someone else to gain the attention of the other person. Maybe he was putting on a front, you know, in the beginning of you guys' relationship, and then all of a sudden down the line, you saw exactly who he was. So it's like, as women, as female, as men, men as well, too, we have to pick up on the type of signs that an individual is showing us, especially in the beginning of a relationship. Or they may not show us in the beginning something, you know, somewhere down the line they may show it. Maybe in your case it took 5 years, maybe.
Honestly,
there was something that I knew before the 5 years, you know what I mean? But at that time I felt like, okay, we're growing with each other, you know, really naive. And that thinking, the Capricorn stubbornness kicks in when I start something, I'm trying to finish it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to put my energy into this spiritually and emotionally, I'm going to see this thing through, you know?
That was actually my question. I was going to ask you, how far in advance did you really know that he hadn't finished those relationships? Was that something you knew up front and you made a decision to continue? Because then if you made the decision to continue...
It was my fault. Absolutely. I actually, the point when I realized certain things hadn't changed, we had already moved in with each other, and we had gone to this event at Law 47. And it was an event for this DJ who, you know, had gone through some unfortunate things medically. And they were doing like a celebratory event for him. And he warns me like 25 minutes before we're about to walk in, just so you know, we're about to walk in to Kim and Jamila. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry to put names out there, but it's real. We're about to walk in to them. And I just was like, dag, like, you couldn't have told me before I may have made a different decision about whether or not I wanted to come through tonight. But I went there anyway, and he was like, oh, this is my woman, just over-exaggerating. It wasn't necessary to spread the news to convince anyone. What it was really to announce to them, and I feel to make them jealous about what he was doing with me. I moved on. I don't want y'all no more since y'all moved on. You know what I mean?
Well, let me tell you, that's one guy that I think I want to stay away from. So behind the scenes, we're going to take a little break. We're going to get into some music. Behind the scenes, please give me his name. Full name, description, so I can stay away from you. When we get back, we're going to talk more.
Honestly, the type of dude that is a great friend, and that's why everybody loves him.
We definitely need to know those warning signs and beware of those type of people, whether you're a man or a female. We're going to get into like the type of games and the warning signs to watch out for, and let's get into these little games that really go on in a relationship that people really seem to play and think it's okay. We're going to get into Tamar Braxton, Love and War. We're going to come right back and get right into it and speak with the rest of the panel. It's your girl, KK Holloway. We here live on the Girlfriend Network. Make sure you tune in every week, 5 to 6 p.m. Let's go. Tamar Braxton, Love and War.
Truth be told, I'm waving my flag. All these ghosts that, yeah, that's when Open the door. Open the door. It's not what you think. It's not what you think. Open the door.
When we were together, I held you down.
Look at them. Both just showing out.
I gave you all of me.
Give me and my lady a minute, please.
Whatever get us now. Thinking of all your excuses, but they don't matter. Now it's so easy to see you don't deserve my love. You pushed me by. You brought me to this.
Hayden called me back last night after I paid
you. You had my heart.
He really loves you. You know this.
But then you blew it.
Caught.
So why are you calling my phone?
I don't know.
My best friend.
Nothing I want.
I can't stop this.
But we were really in love.
I want
to. But that was all a front. You pushed me by. You brought me to it.
And he's acting funny every time I ask him where he's been.
You
that doesn't mean he's cheating. I mean, he could be busy.
But then you blew it.
He better be. Because if he ain't, guess what? Him and that bitch gonna need security.
That's right. Who do you think you are? That was Keisha Cole with Trust and Believe. And Trust and Believe, me, I don't have no time for no games no more. It's your girl, KK Holloway. We here on the Girlfriend Network, and I got my girls with me, my panel of girls. We have Queen Kima, Stacey Angela Williams, Xavier Fox, and we are missing Little Miss Queenie. Where is she? Where are you, Little Miss Queenie? We need you to call in. That's our baby of the group. But before we get back into our topic, which is relationship games, and like I said, I don't got no time for them, Check out the countdown of the top 7 songs and mixes on the Love Zone USA show hosted by Tony Diamond every Friday at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Be sure to tell a friend and tune in to the lovezoneusa.com. Also, Classic Soul. We have a Classic Soul R&B show on the Love Zone every Thursday discussing dating, sex, relationships, and marriage with your host, Mike T. If you like to reminisce with old school R&B, then you'll want to check out his show and join in on the discussion. Now, today we need y'all to join in on this discussion because we're about to get right into it. It's the relationship, it's the Girlfriend Network, and we're talking about relationship games. So call up, fellas, don't be afraid, call in because we want to know why y'all play the game. 347-539-5729. And women, I know you play games too. Now, let me tell you something. I had a relationship. We're not going to really get into names. I'm not going to do that. I was in a relationship, right? And I started seeing some games being played. But, you know, when you are in a relationship, whether the sex is good, whether whatever he giving you money or she, whatever it is, something makes you stay. Even though you know that this BS, this person is telling me it's some BS, but I'm still going to stay for whatever. So let me give you an instance. My relationship, I started seeing the little games. One of the little games is, for instance, we were together, but this person was just real slick about it. Just saying, you know, I'm still going to go out and see this person and see that person, but, you know, you my number one. I'm with you. We still come home. We do what we do. We lay in the bed, waking up tomorrow morning, the next day, all that. But you still saying, okay, I'm going to go and still have friends, but we're friends. We're just friends with these other people, but you're my number one. That was the first sign, and I overlooked it. And then after times, I started playing the games as well, too. So I'm like saying, they're going to go out and go have lunch with this person or go do that, then I'm going to do it, too. You know, at the end of the day, it's just all one big game that should not be played. My heart was broken. That individual's heart was broken eventually. We both was playing games, but at the end of the day, you know, we both got caught up in it. I was really hurt. You know, ultimately I ended the situation because it was just too much games going on. That was just one instance, the whole game with I'm number one, but yet and still you're still going to go out and just be friends with these other people. But going out and doing all this extra stuff is just certain situations I'm just not with. So eventually I had got the courage to leave. So we want to really talk about what type of games have been played in either your relationship or other relationships that you know. There's a lot. There's a game with a guy that's saying, oh, she's just my baby mama. I still got to be her. You know, I still got to be friends with her. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. Yeah. So yeah. I want to know some juicy. Yes, please.
Who can I say a couple things? Okay, now, you know, I speak on relationships all the time. So mm-hmm. I just want to touch on a couple things that jumped out at me as you told your story.
Yeah.
Because I do a lot of men's panels on the talk show. So I get mm-hmm. a group of men and, you know, they – it's just them, so they are quite honest. Mm. And one of the first things you said was, why do men play these games? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the same reason why. And I have been on the other side more so than on the getting played. I've played when I was single, only when I was single, I played more games because I have always had so many options available, and that's why men play games, because they can. Because, as you said, you saw the signs, but what did you say? As women, sometimes we think it's going to change. We think this, mm-hmm. so we let them get away with it. But mm-hmm. as soon as you let somebody get away with it, then that's mm-hmm. saying it's okay for you to do that. Okay,
that's
that was the first thing. That was the first thing you said. And then the whole thing about, and this is a key point that, mm-hmm. and you said this, and I just want to say this. A key point. He told you that you were his number one, right?
That's fine.
He never said you were his only one.
Ooh. See, now there it is. That's what I'm talking about.
You got to listen to words with
and
them.
And that's my standards now. I am the only one. I don't have time for A, B, and C. No, mm-hmm. I'm the one and the only. But, you know, I stayed for 4 years. Like I did a Stacey. She stayed for 5 years. But something mm-hmm. just clicked. I had someone else better come along. I'm sorry. They had someone else better come along and show me what a real relationship is about. So there's healthy relationships, and it's, we want to get into that too, how to keep a healthy relationship and maintain. But all the BS, the crap, the games, I don't have time for that. I know I don't. I'm a woman right now. I'm not going to say my age.
That's part of the game. You got to be able to spot it ahead of time. And one of the things, now I said I've been on the other side more, so I did get mm-hmm. my heart broken once, but mm-hmm. that was you know, it was there were some extenuating circumstances around and I didn't see the signs. But that was actually one of the things that led me to do the talk show, because I wanted to find out what is going on with men and relationships in the game. And Chicago is known for game, okay? The men here in Chicago are off the chain. You come here and you don't know the game, you are going to be hunted. You are prey out here in Chicagoland. The Windy City blows a whole lot of stuff around up in here. So you have to learn how to spot that game earlier before your emotions get involved, because women are very emotional. And once we get emotionally attached, we will overlook all kind of the other side. And men count on that. That's what they count on.
Oh, definitely.
And listen, listen, guys, we actually got a caller. We have a man calling in, a men's perspective. So I want to hear what he got to say. We gonna, don't forget, man, you calling in, we're going to gang up on you. No, I'm just kidding. So we have a caller here. I believe his name is Joe.
Joe Neckbone. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm a blog talk host too. Been one for a couple of years now.
Okay.
You know, me and a buddy have a show. But I hear these stories over and over, and usually they devolve into the evil that men do kind of stories. And what happens is, you know, you're an adult, and one of the things that you have to do is you have to take ownership of your actions too. It's not just a one-sided thing. And beyond all that, men will always tell you what they're about from the get-go. Now, if you choose not to hear those signs, that's on you. But the thing that I've always wondered, and I ask this on callers on our show, you know, what makes y'all stay even though you have gotten the sign? It is very clear. The writing is clearly on the wall. Yeah, but women will stick with these dudes for a long time, or even worse, have children with these dudes. You know, and that's the thing I've been really seeking to try and find out. What is it? They're treating men like slot machines.
I'm putting
so much coins, I got to get a payoff. But it never comes.
I totally agree with you, and I think I do have the answer. I can only speak for myself. I'm only going to speak for myself in the situation. A lot of women, or men, because we do have men, it's both sides of the table. We do have men that stay and, you know, mess up relationships with a woman and just dogging him out, taking his money, blah, blah, blah. But that's another topic. But anyway, let me tell you, as speaking for myself, when I was in this relationship, I didn't think highly of myself. I thought that this individual was just all that I needed, all that I, you know, will ever have, the best situation. Maybe in the beginning, this person was really stroking me really good. The sex probably was really good. That had my brain faded. But at the end of the day, my self-esteem was not at the level it should be. Right now, like I said, I ain't got no time for it right now. If anybody, I know all the signs. Anybody come with me on the weakness and what we said, when we said we want to be the only one, we don't have time for a man. Even if a man comes to me and tells me, honestly, you know what, I still want to date other women. Cool, we're going to just be friends. Oh, I would love to even hook you up with other women, but I'm not going to get my emotions in it. And also what we need to do is separate that, the emotions from all the drama. Like, we cannot put our drama, our emotions in it. We've got to separate the two, put it out. We've got to be strong women. And hopefully this show can help it. We need to discuss some of these signs and some of the things that we need to do as ourselves, for ourselves in relationships. First of all, we have to think highly of ourselves first. If we do not love ourselves first, how do you expect somebody else to love you? You know what I'm saying? So it starts home. Just love yourself. If you really don't love yourself, don't try to get into a relationship and make that person make you love yourself more. It's not going to happen. And also, it's so much I can say. I don't want to keep the floor all, you know. I want to have my other girls chime in too, but most for me is to know thyself and love yourself. Ladies, anyone else want
to? I have a short answer to that question. A lot of women just become comfortable and complacent with a lot of things. And secondly, they just, some women like to say, I have a man. Like, they cannot without one. And so a lot of times they just deal with the BS that comes along with it just to say, I still got a man. I'm proud of that.
And I think that loneliness is a great motivator. People don't want to be alone.
Oh,
you know, sleeping in the bed at night, nobody to hold you tight or tell you anything, encourage you. You know, that loneliness is a great motivator. It makes a lot of people stay in a lot of stuff.
And all I say is go get your vibrator. You know, pleasure yourself. We have to, I am so serious. I am so serious. We have to find ways. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry, Joe. You want to say something?
Yeah, but I want you to listen to what you're saying real carefully because instead of saying, you know, what kind of games men play, you got to look in the mirror and say, I am the builder of my own prison and the initiator of my own destruction, and I got to stop that. It has nothing to do with the men. They're just playing out a role that you're allowing them to play.
It's either
not
a man,
look in the mirror and say
either
that.
A man or a woman. Like I said in the beginning, in the top of the show,
yeah,
I played my game. Now, let me tell you the game that I played. Okay, I'm going to keep it real. I'm a woman, and I've played some games. Now, I was in a situation with a fella. He really liked me, and I knew I didn't like him like that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like him like that. But I led him to believe that I did. I didn't tell him I didn't. I wasn't honest with him saying, like, you know, I really don't like you like that, but you know, I'm still going to give you my number, and I'm going to talk to you, but I'd rather just be your friend. Like, I wasn't open and honest, and that's the game that I played. I allowed him to take me out still. Yes, I am going to say I allowed him to take me out to dinner, you know, blah, blah, blah. He didn't buy me gifts, but he just took me out to dinner and just took care of me. Whenever I was around him, he just made sure I was all right. But ultimately, I wasn't liking him like that. So I just didn't tell him, you know what I mean? And this individual still calls me to this day, but now I am saying that I am in a relationship, and I am proud to say I'm in a healthy relationship now, but he still calls me on a friend tip, and I'm pretty sure he's probably trying to get some, but it's like he still calls me, but I'm being honest with him now. But in the beginning, no, I wasn't honest with him. I was just saying, oh, yeah, let's hang out. But I was just hanging out because I was bored and didn't have anything to do. But anyway.
I'm going to be honest. When the relationship came around in my situation, or came revisited now, I would say in my 30s, you feel like, oh, wow, we're in our 30s now. We're adults. This is not high school anymore. We're on a different level. And I think I convinced myself that I'm of a certain age, so certain things need to be falling in line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because this is the time where I'm in. I'm running this business. And you're around a lot of people that I love you, but they love what you do, they don't love you. So you see in your mind, like, okay, I need somebody that's really down for me and really has my back. And I think at that point, I think I was really taking for granted the lovely people that are around me, the friends, the male friends that were always there, supportive and truly supportive of me.
Mm-hmm.
I took that for granted because this is what I wanted. I wanted to finish what I started, but this was not to be finished. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel like in this situation where the caller mentioned about us building our own prisons, that's exactly how it felt towards the end. It felt like a prison. It felt like somebody who had caught their prey finally and took that strong spirit and kind of turned it and molded it into what he wanted to do. And I started to be like a reflection of all the other ex-girlfriends that used to walk around miserable. So once I started to realize it, I was like, nah, this is ridiculous. This is, like, affecting everything else.
One of the guys on the you just said that, and it reminded me that one of the guys on one of the men's panel, he said, if she makes it easier, why do I have to work harder? So if we accept the bare minimum, why do they need to do anything different if we're accepting what they're doing anyway?
Interesting.
You know,
hold that thought. We're going to take another break. It's getting deep. It's getting deep and heavy, but hold that thought. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to get right back into it. We're going to take a break and listen to some Faith Evans right now. You Used to Love Me. So keep it where you got it. It's the Girlfriend Network right here on the Love Zone USA.
Yeah, we're gonna drop another platinum hit on y'all. Straight out the bad boy camp. My girl Faith, you used to love me. Yeah, that's my girl, right? It's the Notorious B.I.G. Call me up, Bad Boy Radio. Let me know how you're living. What's up? Yeah, check it out. Who
this? Hi, this is Rochelle.
What's up, Ma? How you doing?
It could be better, I guess.
It could be better. What's wrong, Ma?
I'm home alone again.
Oh, man, you all alone. Where your man at, Ma?
My man, he's just always working now. Not like it used to be.
You don't appreciate the time I put into this love affair. Oh, baby, I couldn't let you walk around thinking it's alright to let me down. I remember the way you used to love.
What do you do if you take a kid that's leaving you in the crib like that?
He's a cop. New York's finest, out protecting everyone but me.
Oh, man. Bravo.
I gave you all my precious love and anything you wanted from me.
be together, you know. He used to love me, but now I wonder. He's never at home anymore.
Any sexy thing like you, you all stressed out in the crib.
Back. It's the Girlfriend Network with your girl, KK Holloway. And guess what, y'all? I found our Little Miss Queenie. Little Miss Queenie, you here? Little Miss Queenie. She's not here yet, but she's here. I was talking to her about behind the scenes. That's why I need to take me a music break. So I'm so sorry. We are talking about an interesting comic. We have Joe on the line. Thank you, Joe, for tuning in. We have my girls here, my Girlfriend Network, Queen Kima, Xavier Fox, and Stacey Angela Williams. And yes, we are getting down into this discussion about relationship games. Do we have Queenie on the line? Queenie, you're here? Okay. Well, she's here somewhere. She's maybe she's a little shy. She's our little girl. No, I'm just kidding. So let's get back into it, guys. I'm so sorry to have you know, interrupt you guys, but we do go in and out of music, so my apologies, but let's get into it before we have to be done with the whole show. We need more than an hour, though. I think I'm going to have to.
Wow, look how time responding back quickly. That's what Queenie said. She said, we don't need like 2 hours.
I think we are going to do 2 hours. So let's get back into it. And as Joe did make a proper statement, we really can't just push it on men, because what you allow a man to do to you or woman, they will do it. So you just have to really, you know, know yourself,
you know,
love yourself, and have high standards, pretty much.
You know what's crazy is that for years before then, I wouldn't give him a time of day. Like, it used to be the running joke, because they'd be like, oh, there goes your boy. I'm like, ugh. And I wish I stayed on that level in that frame of mind, because my spirit certainly was telling me that ages ago.
What was it that made you say, for instance, like, what made you stay that long, even though you started, you know, seeing things?
Because I was seeing the things that I was doing, you know, I wasn't playing games, but I think initially in the beginning I was playing games because, you know, I didn't want to jump right into a relationship yet. I was coming out of a situation that was positive. I'm still friends with that person, but that relationship was ending, and I was going through a lot of family things, and you know, you need that shoulder cry on. So I think subconsciously, I won't even say subconsciously, but I know. Consciously, I was like, you know, the loneliness thing was kicking in. You know what I mean? To get tired of being so strong and so tough for everybody else. And then you come home and you're like, yo, I need somebody to be strong and tough for me. So after a while, it was like, you know what? Let me give this fool a chance.
Yeah.
We're older now. Let's see what happens. You know what I mean? But not at all. So I don't blame him totally. I definitely take responsibility for the fact that I stayed in a relationship that I knew there were certain things I just could not forgive. After, you know, the first situation, I knew I hadn't forgiven that. So I should have left immediately.
That's absolutely right. And yeah, also,
go ahead.
No, you can go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, for me, I guess because I was on the other side of the fence and played games so much, for me, there are certain things out of the gate that's just straight deal breakers, and I don't even want to talk to you about it no more. And the presence of a man, another woman being around, if he's, you know, if he's got this close relationship with, oh, this is just my girlfriend, but she's an ex, okay, cool. But we're going nowhere with this because I'm not even – I know the games that I played, so I reversed that. You know, there were a lot of dudes that I was, you know, seeing or whatever. And, yeah, to when I talk to the guy that, you know, is interested or whatever, yeah, he's just a friend. He's just a friend. I mean, gosh, why are you tripping? He's just a friend. But I know that dude is not just a friend. He might be a friend with the possibility of something more, but I haven't moved to that point yet. And I want to make sure that he has access. He can call me when I'm out with the other dude because he's just a friend. You know, you shouldn't get mad about that. So for me, when I'm in a date, I'm in a relationship now, a very healthy relationship, and I don't intend on being single anymore.
Good.
I've been married before. My husband died, so I'm a widow. After I got over my husband dying, that period of time before I started really, you know, getting into dating to find someone again, I did a whole lot of stuff, and prior to meeting when I met my husband, I was in serious player mode. It was really funny. I lived in Atlanta at the time, and I was in my early 20s, and I was kind of cute back then. Oh, my God. It was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
A lot of that
experience that I, you know, gained from being on that other side, because there was such an availability of men, even though they said it was 10-1, I had a whole lot of other people's tens. But because there was such an availability of men, I learned from that. And so now when it comes to me from a man, I just kind of look at him like, for real. Okay. And I just keep it moving. You know, I don't play that. Plus, I'm a daddy's girl. I'm the only child of a daddy's girl. So my daddy taught me more logic. I'm not extremely emotional anyway. So it's easy for me to operate without getting emotionally attached to a man, because I'm not extremely emotional anyway. And I think that plays a big role with women, too, the emotional part.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
definitely.
Guys, I'm so sorry. We only have about 3 minutes left. We got to close the show out. Yes. But listen, on top of, you know, knowing the signs, we also have to know how to obtain and keep a healthy relationship, just like Xavier said. And some of the things that we need to do is we need to always be ourselves. You know, don't change yourself for anyone just because you want to get someone that you think that's cute, what have you. Be yourself, because if you try to be someone else just to get someone, that relationship is destined to be a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your partner. Let them know. You know, you're not ready to settle down. Let the person know. Just don't go, you know, have your cake and eat it too, blah, blah, blah. Be clear about what the expectations are. Like I just said, if you want to just have sex, let the girl know. You never know. She might just let you have sex.
Let you down.
right.
Same thing with a woman. Let the man know. If you don't want to be really be in a relationship, you just want to have your perks, go out to eat, get wine and dine, let that guy know. I've been there. Trust me. Also, give each other permission to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? No one's perfect. A healthy relationship is not perfect, let me tell you. I'm also in a new relationship like Xavier is. My relationship is great. I love it. It's ideal. But there's a lot of things we have to have part two to this topic. We are out of time. I'm so sorry, guys. But thank all of you guys for joining in today on the panel. Thank you, Queen Kima.
Thank you.
Stacey. Thank you, Xavier.
Thank you.
And also
thank
our
you
male
having.
Girlfriend. Thank you, Joe. No, I'm just kidding. And thank everybody for tuning in, everybody on Facebook, everybody on Twitter, thelovezoneusa.com. Make sure you make it back here next week, Saturday. It's your girlfriend, KK, and we're right here on the Girlfriend Network. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Offers require porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Offers require porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.